This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Concert ticket giveaway. We got a couple to get rid of today. A couple different concerts. One this weekend, one next week in Grand Island. One in Kearney this weekend. Also, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a fantasy sports question, particularly baseball for Joe, we'd love to be able to pass it along. Fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot to talk about. We'll recap golf. Obviously, we'll talk NBA basketball because the Lakers and Suns are knotted up at two games apiece as they get ready to play tonight. Both teams holding their own. We'll join the NBA game right after the Royals game. It's on the West Coast, so we'll have most of it for you right here on ESPN. And, of course, some Philadelphia Freedom is our continuing Boston choke job of 3-0 leads of the NHL and NBA playoffs continue. Oh, yeah! Magic, baby! It's 3-2! Don't call it a comeback, Daddy! Don't call it a comeback! Oh, I can see your mouth watering already, big fella. Oh, yeah!
Well, it became apparent in the first half that the referees were going to give the game to Orlando last night.
God. Yeah.
All game long, Boston never got a call, never went to the free throw line.
Well, guess what? The old men are staggering, Daddy. That's the key story, though, here, to be serious. They got a couple of guys fouled out, a couple of guys hurt. Ejection, Big Baby didn't know where he was. Now, that's funny. It will be funny down the road. And if you're wondering why we're playing Philadelphia Freedom, well, there's no song decent enough that has Orlando in the title. And, of course, the Philadelphia Flyers came from a 3-0 deficit in hockey, so we said, let's give some inspiration here to Superman and the rest of the gang.
Maybe. Every time we played this, Orlando has won.
Do you realize that can Dwight Howard shoot a ball outside of 6 feet?
Does he need to?
Apparently not. Yeah,
I don't think Kevin Garnett could last night either, buddy.
He was 4-for-4 early on.
Early on, yeah, when the game's in hand, early on, no.
Once he saw the officials, that clearly were against them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, nothing better than those old men first quarter players. Yep, show up the first. Way to be there. It's 3-2, and Game 6 is tomorrow night, and we'll also have that following here on ESPN. Game 6, Magic. You can do magic. So that's coming up.
I'll go with Paul Pierce. I'm going home to take care of business.
Tomorrow will be by far the toughest game of the series for Orlando to win. Tougher than 3 and 4 and 1 and 2, obviously. But because Boston knows now the pressure's on. They have to win at home. They don't want to go back to Orlando, even though they've won 2 of the 3 there. And I think now there's going to be a little pressure on everybody.
And the officials know that David Stern is now happy to get to Game 6 to get the gate ready.
Well, yeah, and so Boston will probably get every call tomorrow, and you know, so he can get his Boston-LA final.
But if Boston gets every call, Daddy won't mention a word about the officials. He'll just mention how Boston dominated.
Oh, at home, on the Garden.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's one thing. That's another thing that's going on. Also, it's kind of a red light day. Kind of a red light day so far. Every day that we come to work, sometimes you make every light. Sometimes you make some of them. Sometimes you get behind the lady in the van that doesn't know what she's doing or the guy in the truck that doesn't know what he's doing. And it's red light, red light, red light, red light. Stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. Kind of a red light day. It's my month to renew the car. Got to get the stickers for the car. Pull up to the courthouse to do that. Checkbook's at home. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job there. So I got some red light things going on today. And then I go to breakfast. Had a little breakfast. Don't normally go get breakfast. Might have some cereal at home or, you know, maybe a strawberry Pop-Tart. You know, maybe a little Debbie, you know, cake or something. Every once in a while, I'll get a little crazy. During the summer when we got some tomatoes, have a little BLT for breakfast. A little bacon from Troutman's, and then you get a little garden ripe, daddy-grown tomato. And then you toast some bread up, and I'm very good at the toast part. And then you do that. But today, if you're going to go have breakfast, or you're going to go out, if you're going to have a great steak, you go to a steakhouse. Imagine going to Ruth Chris.
Lovely, by the way.
Which again, your mouth is watering. Imagine going to the Palms. Imagine going to one of your, or whoever, you know, you're listening, you've got your favorite steak place out there. Maybe you're going to go get the best prime rib that you have week in and week out. You go up to Tubbs Pub. You go to Tubbs, and Tubbs, you go, I like the King Cut prime rib. Saturday night, it's like 6 o'clock, and they look at you and go, I'm sorry, we're out of prime rib. How do you go to breakfast at a breakfast place and they tell you, I'm sorry, we're out of bacon? Which happened today. And this hasn't, because we've both experienced different places. I've been to Arby's, and they're out of roast beef.
It's happened to me, too.
And I mean, this probably happens everywhere, and everybody's had their own experience.
Never once have I been to Dairy Queen, and they've been out of ice cream.
I was just going to say, they ran out of ice cream? How do you go to a breakfast place, and they're out of bacon? It's not like all the grocery stores in town are closed. You're out of bacon, you go get some bacon. Oh, we're out of bacon. It's the middle of the morning in the middle of the week. It's not like right before closing time on Sunday where the truck comes in Monday and, well, it's been a good week and you run out of bacon. How do you run out of bacon? It's like Arby's running out of roast beef. It's like DQ running out of ice cream. It's like the Doug and Daddy show without Doug. It sucks. I mean, well, wait a minute. Seriously, how does that happen? I mean, good old American common sense. There's got to be more comedy bits about this. Not necessarily about bacon, but I mean, I think everyone has had some strange experience like that. Where you just go, oh, went to Big O Tire, they're out of tires. Kearney High cheerleaders are having a car wash. Yeah, don't have any water though. Really?
I've ran into another one at our favorite place the other. We ran out of roast beef. I wanted a ham and cheese sandwich with extra ham. They said they couldn't do it.
I've heard this story. Could you make me like two sandwiches only using one set of bread and I'll pay for it? Let me ask.
Yeah. You're just trying to go by and you want a ham and Swiss sandwich. Can't do it. Can't double up the ham.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Share your weirdo experience with us via the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Bull or No Bull segment today brought to you by the Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower, available at Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney and Grand Island. Feed us your weird story. It's not, like I said, it's not always a food thing, but I assume in that business a little turnover there where that probably could happen a little more. It's just,
yeah, good.
Strange.
You get a Big O, they're out of tires, so you get a Graham. Now we're out too. What? Yeah, you wouldn't think it would happen.
So, you know, you show up at the garage for Truth Movement Saturday. And they said, well, we're not singing. We just came by to have a couple beverages. See you guys. I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to Truth Movement and the opening act of the darts coming up this Saturday, 9:30 at the Garage, Kearney's newest hotspot, Truth Movement, featuring Corey Feldman. That's right, Daddy's favorite Corey of my two Coreys in the Goonies and Stand By Me and all that. Now he's singing a little music with Truth Movement. And if you do Google that, Derek, you got to get past all the 9/11 stuff to find it, right?
Yeah, the troll Truth Movement thing that'll come up first is a, you know, conspiracy theory about 9/11, blah, blah, blah. But you got to track down the band itself. Personally, I remember Corey Feldman as one of the Frog Brothers in The Lost Boys. Good movie there.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Daddy.
You're telling me that the employees would have to make a decision on their own? Unbelievable. Sorry, Doug.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for firing that off. Good old American common sense. Good old American.
Going to the driving range and they're out of range balls.
There you go.
There's so many. If you could see the expression, and it's funny because in the table behind us, same thing. You want me to run over to fill in the name of the grocery store that they mentioned and grab you some? I mean, I'll do it. I'll be right back. I mean, I can go get that for you. You can even charge me for it. As long as you pay me for it.
But then at later, and they did, Shazam, had bacon.
Did I have bacon? Did you have bacon?
No.
No. I get charged the same? I think I did. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. I hope they're not listening. They'll probably spit in it next time. Ryan in Kearney says, last year the Lakeside Marina ran out of Busch Light 30s on the 4th of July. In a related story, they must have the contract out at the arena. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'd like to call to order the fellowship of the one that got away.
Here, here.
We've got a new member with us today, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What brought you here today, Jim?
Well, I was reeling in this huge bass, the size of a horse. I got it to the boat, and that old bass looked up at me, winked, spit out that lure, and disappeared.
Isn't it time you became part of the group? To find out where to get your fishing license today, Google Take Me Fishing.
Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through May 27th, save $60 to $180 on four sale-priced Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Plus batteries as low as $49.99 with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Quarterbacks Taylor Martinez and Cody Green giving you a different dimension to their offense.
Steve Sipple, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star.
He gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents weekly Big Red Lunches. Wednesdays beginning September 1st. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Midas.
There's an isolated chance for a shower or storm early on today, especially areas further to the west. Otherwise, look for skies to become partly sunny. With highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds will develop at 10 to 20. Tonight will drop off to 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Stick Porter, Kansas. Heartland of Event Center, Grand Island, Tuesday, June 1st. And before this show is over, we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Speaking of weird stuff, Fast Willie says, I had a weird thing happen. I turned into ESPN Radio and they weren't talking sports. Touche, Willie. Touche.
Royals pick up a win over the Rangers yesterday. Cannot do that.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, Royals won.
5-2, finally getting over the hump versus Cleveland, getting kind of that bad taste in your mouth. You just couldn't beat, and they've kind of taken it to you all year long, finally get a win over them.
Doug and Carney says you turn on the radio to listen to the Doug and Daddy Show, and no Doug. That's a little strange. We've just got them flying in. Luke and Carney says, and if there's ever any of these I need to pre-read, make sure I know that, Derek.
All right.
Luke says, I was at Omaha about a year ago on a Saturday evening around 7 and called a pizza place to get pizzas delivered. After placing my order for 2 medium pizzas, I was informed they were out of medium pizzas. After about 10 seconds of silence, I said, you're what? They said, we're out of medium pizzas, but that I could have 2 larges instead. I'm still bewildered. Luke and Carney.
Actually, this happened right here in Kearney about 2 months ago on a Sunday night. Wife and I go to order pizza from one of our places. So we don't deliver to your area. Okay.
Yeah, that happens.
Fair enough. But we don't live outside of Kearney. I don't know where the area would be.
You live in a dangerous part of town.
Yeah, fair enough.
Texas goes down. Big 12 tournament yesterday. Is Texas just cashing it in and getting ready for the tournament since they know they're going to be a super regional host probably? They fall to Missouri 7-3. Baylor beats Kansas State. Oklahoma wins it in the bottom of the ninth. And Texas A&M downs Texas Tech 2 games this afternoon. Texas plays Texas Tech. A&M plays Missouri in pool play in Oklahoma City. And then Kansas State, Oklahoma, Baylor play tomorrow in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think that would be a big shock all around. Probably the nation noticed that one if you're following college baseball, because Texas had kind of that number one persona all around them this whole year, just blowing the competition away in the Big 12, and then to come into the tournament, you think obviously going with the number one pitcher, didn't happen for them yesterday. You got a hungry team, Missouri, fighting, they're battling their butts off to continue their season, too.
Daddy, I have to ask you, I went out yesterday while I was gone, stopped by the Class A State Golf Tournament in Lincoln, and I got to follow the lead group for quite a while. Holy crap. I mean, they just bomb the ball. They bomb the ball. And I have to say that also, going back to one of my pet peeves, I guess, 285, congratulations, Lincoln Southwest. You shot under par at the state championship? Huh? Let's just run cross country on a parking lot. We've got to find better, tougher courses. It's not that Pioneers is not a tough course, because it would eat me up, I know. And the average golfer, it's a fair course. But let's get these kids where it's a little bit more of a challenge when the whole field basically is under 305 both days. Those are just staggering, record-setting numbers, and we could go into many indications and compare and contrast. But let's find a spot.
Just slow it down a little bit for the people out there. 75 is average. If you get 4 scores, that would be a 300, which in high school golf doesn't happen. It happens for your first 2, maybe. After that, the kids jump up, and then maybe in Class A it happens, more, obviously, more than the other classes. But
let's put them out to Firethorn. I mean, if they are showing that they are this good, let's find them spots to be challenged, to
Wilderness
be tested.
Ridge, I think, would be a great test of golf.
Oh, no doubt. And Scott's Bluff proved that their number at Wilderness Ridge was not a fluke. They just blow away the Class B field at Metalark Hills, shooting 290 yesterday. They win it by 39 strokes. Omaha, Scott, yep, you're the second best team in the state by 39 strokes. Let's run it down class by class. Lincoln Southwest, your winner in Class A, 579. Millard North, second, 583. Grand Island, 584. missed the runner-up trophy by one stroke yesterday after having a one-shot lead after day one. And they finish in third. Kearney finished in eighth. Bryce Brown of Lincoln Southwest is your state champion, shooting a 134. That's right, eight under par on the par 71 course. Then Alex Anania of Grand Island finished at a tie for fourth. The Islanders' Ryan Harris tied for ninth. Top Kearney finisher, Austin Broadfoot, he shoots 148, tied for 19th. Class B, Scotts Bluff, Omaha Scutt. Then Adams Central, 5th. Hastings was 8th. Aurora was 11th. Freshman Andrew Holloway shoots a 140 out at Meadowlark, again on a par 71, so he's 2 under par. You look down to Lexington Shadwell, but another freshman. He tied for 14th, and just a stroke out of the medal and a tie for 18th was Brady Barrett, sophomore from Adams Central. And they get younger and younger. I'm seeing a lot of freshmen and sophomore on these leaderboards. Sutton, congratulations to the Mustangs, state champions in Class C golf at the Kearney Country Club, 310, and yesterday 314 to win it by three shots over Archbishop Bergen. Kimball was third, Kearney Catholic was fourth, Hastings St. Cecilia ninth, and Gibbon tied for 10th. Individually, sophomore Reed Wiebe is your state champion. He shoots even par for the tournament, 142, to win it by two shots over Calvin Freeman of Humboldt. Table Rock, Steiner, Gibbons, Josh Reinertsen tied for fourth. Mike Hannon of Hastings St. Cecilia was seventh. Tyler Dowling of Kearney Catholic finished in 12th. And finally, Class D doesn't get any closer than this. North Platte St. Pat's edges Franklin by one stroke. They were 10 better than them yesterday, so they were able to wipe out the 9-stroke deficit from day one. St. Pat's wins it. Franklin second, Alma fourth, Heartland Lutheran seventh, Loup City was 13th, and Loomis finished in 15th place in Class D. And the state champion, Salvador Molina Toledo of Heartland Lutheran, with a total of 147, clearing the field by 5 shots. Franklin Sage Platt tied for 9th, and Derek Hammer finished in 14th.
Doug, you mentioned this morning when we were talking about this, about how young these kids were getting. Is it simply more kids starting golf at an earlier age? Because you would think your progression through high school golf would certainly help you. The tournaments you play in the summer would certainly help you a bunch.
Some of these kids just have so much natural talent. Because when do you start a kid? They have to be interested. You got to have things click right. Most of them belong to a country club where it's a little more open than a public course, and you can go out and play about any time, and you can jump on any hole at any time and actually get some course experience when you're younger. That's not the case for all the kids. I'm not saying that. But especially in Class A, you look at some of the kids that are very, very well, and they get to play on the clubs in their cities. And I think that helps. I think maybe there's just the evolvement of golf. I mean, I was waiting for a kid to just not hit a great shot yesterday. I saw one. I swear it was the first shot I saw. The parking lot at Pioneers borders the 18th hole, and then the driving range is on the other side. So the 18th is a little par 4 uphill, and not a whole lot, but some trees down both
not
sides.
Not a hard hole, really.
Not for these kids that hit it down the middle. But the one kid straighted just a little left and came through the fairway, and he was behind a tree by, I don't know, 10 yards, 30 feet. Shouldn't have been a tough pitch out. Maybe he was 100 yards away, if that. And he's a lefty, so he's all squared up, and I'm standing there ahead of him by the green, and we're all watching. And literally, there's the tree. He's 30 feet behind it, and then about 50 feet behind him is the parking lot, full of vehicles. And it looked like watching me. Thwack, pack, pack. Tree, school van, bouncing around in the parking lot. It's his final hole of the day. It's the 18th hole, and he's looking around. And, of course, everybody has a scorekeeper, and some of them have a rules official, and the guy in the cart was there. And you could just tell the kid went, I'm sure it was embarrassment. Now what? What do I do next? What's going on? Where do I drop? What's the ruling? It was all going right through his head at the same time. I'm just going, oh. Poor kid.
But other than that, it was pretty much fairways and greens for what you saw.
He hit it straight. There was a tree in the way. Just happened to be a tree in the way. Hey, by the way, UNK gets going in the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships today. Sam Murphy up first in the hammer. Everybody else gets going Friday and Saturday out in North Carolina. Nebraska's head to the West Regionals in Austin, Texas. And did you talk about where the volleyball schedule yesterday at all?
No, I did not.
Probably just didn't have time. I know it was a busy, busy show yesterday, but I thought there was something on there you would mention right away. The Lopers opened the season at Tampa, Florida. They're playing, you know, on the road, and they're going to be playing some extremely tough competition, including Daddy's favorite Division II school not named UNO.
Grand Valley State, the September 4th, second match of the day, playing Northern Kentucky later in the afternoon. The matchup with Grand Valley State, the despicable Grand Valley State.
It'll be the first matchup between the teams since they played for the national championship here at UNK. Soccer has also released their schedule. They'll play 10 home games, the first being September the 7th against Augustana. They do have three exhibition games, including one at home. They'll play an exhibition game at Creighton. And then this is the year they go to Wayne State, and then they get to travel all the way up to Bismarck, North Dakota, and play Mary and 10 of her friends. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, I want to give away some tickets to Truth Movement and the Darts playing this weekend, Saturday night at the Garage in Kearney. Caller number 4 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 4, you get to go to the show on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
There's an isolated chance for a shower or storm early on today, especially areas further to the west. Otherwise, look for skies to become partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds will develop at 10 to 20. Tonight will drop off to 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Had a winner for our tickets to the Garage.
Mark from Kearney is the winner. He was caller number 4. So 9:30 Saturday, Truth Movement.
All right, opening the Darts at the Garage, Kearney's newest hot spot downtown. Of course, Styx, Foreigner, Kansas, not the whole state, just the group. No word of Turner Gill will be in attendance. But Heartland Events Center, Tuesday, we're going to give you a chance before the end of the show. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com is coming up as well. Daddy, things are obviously slowing down. It's like approaching Christmas. It slows down towards Memorial Day, except for the Indy 500 and, of course, the Orlando Magic comeback in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, you, again, have been scouring the web looking at, well, girls.
Well, I was looking at anything that said Natalie Gulbis I happened to click on. So I found it interesting. She played around the golf with her old boyfriend and now just friend, Ben Roethlisberger, says he's a great guy. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
True story. So that's going on. Also, Tiger.
So Natalie didn't think any of that was inappropriate. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. She couldn't believe it was him. Blasphemy, she said. Mere blasphemy. Also, Tiger Woods building a 9,000 square foot home. Got four pools.
Why?
Not going to be with the wife anymore, it doesn't sound like. She's going after a reported $750 million. Yeah, because Elon's somehow feels entitled to. So, I mean, how much is enough? I mean, never been in that situation before. Obviously, trying to get my hands on my first million, but it just has alluded me to this point.
You're awful close, aren't you?
No.
Not close?
No, I'm not even remotely close. But
well, a lot of all-star things going on, Daddy, over the summer, and a lot of the rosters have been announced, and more that we will be talking about as time progresses. But there's always the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duels, and going on this year in West Point on June the 12th, a Saturday, as always. And a lot of kids, as always, are going to be wrestling in this. And let's give you a few of the names. On the West All-Stars, Justin Tobenheim of Amherst, Adam Joseph of Adams Central, Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, Blake Augustine from Ord, home of the Ord Open this week, Aaron Davis of Franklin, Tanner Sturgeon of Cozad, Catlin Rice, Cambridge, Josh Powell, Kennesaw Shelton, and Aaron Roberson and Derek Helms. We're going to be the heavyweights from Wood River and Arapahoe. The West is coached by Brian Syverts of Granville Northwest High School, and Todd Hoyt of Anselmo Myrna is an assistant. On the East All-Stars, Matt Rice from Grand Island will be competing, as will his teammate Alan Taylor and Nate Westerby. Mike Jernigan of Omaha Westside is the coach. So there you go. That's coming up June 12th. Good luck. That's always, I think, the toughest one because, yeah, you got to be in shape to play football, but you don't have to make weight. And a lot of these kids, if they're not going to go wrestle in college and whatever, either they're in track shape or they're not in shape or they're playing baseball or whatever, and they haven't been on that four-month diet to get ready for wrestling again. But
wrestling is a lot different shape than any other sport out there, just from not only the diet but also the muscles you use. It's not upright position or like you're like jogging all the time. Well, you use a totally different set of muscles in every sport you play, but you can compare some baseball muscles to basketball muscles to football, you know, when you're running.
Barry Alvarez, Daddy, Lexington's own, has been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, as well as Gene Stallings. They are the coaches that are going in. Maybe not a whole lot of folks that you would recognize as baseball, or as football players in the collegiate level. So there you go. Congratulations, Barry Alvarez, a former guest on this Doug and Daddy show, going into the College Football Hall of Fame with Gene Stallings.
Don't you think Gene Stallings and Barry Alvarez deserve to be in a while ago? Is there a waiting period for that, I wonder?
They're catching up. Let's give away some tickets.
Well, that'd be fun.
Do you like giving away tickets? 888-455-ESPN. You can only win one set of tickets to Tuesday's Foreigner, Sticks, and Kansas concert. Derek's going to play a little snippet here. You have to tell me which band it is and the name of the song, and you have to get it exactly right. Don't screw it up because too many people want the tickets. Foreigner, Sticks, or Kansas. Which band is it? What is the name of the song? 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. This is the song.
It's not Rob Zombie.
Call now. Oh, this is the best part right here, though. Wait for it. Wait for it. We'll talk to you on the other side of this break. Call now for the tickets.
It's National Make-A-Will Month, and LegalZoom helps you protect yourself and loved ones with a will or living trust.
With three kids, getting a will was always hanging over our heads. We researched attorneys, but the cost. We used LegalZoom and loved how easy and reasonable it was. We did our will online, and it only cost $69.
Set aside 10 minutes to get started. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And save even more when you enter ESPN at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Dirt. It's the enemy. Too much of it in your engine can shorten its life. Get more performance out of your engine with a Fram Extra Guard Air Filter, your first line of defense against dirt. Change to the air filter that gives you 2 times the engine protection versus the average of leading standard retail brands. Fram, the dirt stops here. Based on Honeywell testing under ISO 50011, visit Fram.com for details on Fram engine protection and to get $2 off a Fram Extra Guard Air Filter by mail through October 31st, 2010.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This may be the best time of the year in sports. Baseball is blooming.
That ball is good!
The NBA and NHL playoffs are riveting.
Am I hot!
Football proves it's a 12-month sport.
For the D-line, just because I'm there, just getting, you know, the new guys, the new starters are going to be coming in. Just...
Even Brett Favre's soap opera is on time. We'll keep you up to speed on everything, because we're Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
There's an isolated chance for a shower or storm early on today, especially areas further to the west. Otherwise, look for skies to become partly sunny. With highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds will develop at 10 to 20. Tonight will drop off to 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Ladies and gentlemen, another great piece of music in history. This is for you, Blue. Just so great. Are you kidding me?
Set an open court for the virgin's feet. Cause I've got to be free.
Sing it, Cartman!
Free to face the life that's ahead of me.
Join in, everybody.
I'm bird and the captain. So let me be.
Wherever you're at.
We search for to marry.
I mean, how much worse can the show get?
But we share a load of dread.
What if Cartman had breakfast and they didn't have ham?
To carry.
At that point, we better stop it because I think it goes a little not so well for radio after that.
We gave away some tickets to Styx, Foreigner, and Kansas at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Check the box office if you would like to purchase tickets for this great concert coming up on Tuesday night. Who was our winner, Derek?
Mike from Gibbon knew it.
Oh, really? He would. He would.
Yeah, we sold two tickets Tuesday show.
Do we know Mike? Is this Yankee fan, Mike?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
That's Yankee fan. That's Yankee fan Mike from Gibbon. Wait for it. Wait for it. There you go. Daddy wasn't sure what it was right away. But
I even knew it.
Daddy heard this part. He said, it's Babe by Styx. And then it was karaoke during the break. Daddy just getting after it.
Babe, I'm leaving.
I don't know if I'm getting after it.
Oh, the way you were grabbing your loins to get your voice that high, it was very impressive.
I had to leave the studio.
My train is going. See it in
your big guy. Doug watches different TV than I do, obviously. He's a Family Guy, South Park.
I don't even watch much South Park, but Family Guy is the greatest show on television.
It's very offensive to me, and that's why I don't like it.
Josh just fired off to the Dent Popper inbox, gay called, and wants its trivia song back. Thanks, Josh. That's the funniest text you've ever sent. / email. Okay, it was a text. That's fine, but it's still funny. Text to the email. I don't even know how to do that anymore.
You got all the shows wrapping up this week. Several season finales.
Dancing with the Stars. Yes.
You got
American Idol. Very sad moment. Simon Cowell now leaving.
NCIS. NCIS Los Angeles. CSI Miami. Those are the three shows that I particularly get interested in on Monday and Tuesday nights. They all three leave you absolutely just beating your head against the wall. They wrap up nothing. And I want to just, for the first time in my life, instead of helping Mark Harmon, because if I'm not there, I feel like Mark Harmon will die in NCIS, I really want to punch the guy in the face.
See, here's the deal. Come over to get off the dark side of crap TV. Watch the good stuff. Watch the funny stuff. 24 is over. Were you a 24 guy?
I would not watch 24.
See, I didn't watch 24 because it took all day. Come on. Breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you got for us, Derek? We got a little hockey to talk about.
Yeah, it looks like, tell you the truth, I'm not even sure who this guy is, but a former Storm player, Scott Parse. Yeah,
has signed
a two-year extension with the LA Kings. He had a plus 13 rating last year. Looks like he had a pretty good season last year. Had a couple of goals there, I think 11 goals, about 12 assists there and several appearances. So good job for him.
Awesome. So now your TV season's over, and you don't know what you're going to do?
Basically. Well, hopefully get some fishing in. Hopefully get some fishing in this weekend.
I heard you're prepping for a fishing tournament.
That's not a big tournament fisherman, but there is one tournament that me and a buddy, my friend Andy, participate in every year, which is next weekend at the Johnson Lake.
I think he's the one that sent us the email about the Busch Light 30 packs being out. Hey, gang, if you haven't seen the new spot in town to take care of your phones and everything that you haul around on a daily basis, the Case Space is the place to be. It's the largest cell phone accessory company in the Midwest, and it's open in Kearney on 2nd Avenue, just south of 39th. It's on the north side. Leave my phone and OtterBox alone! We've already proven that Case Space kicks ass. That phone's okay. Even if you think you have no chance of saving your phone, maybe you can get something that makes it float in a live well. Daddy could have used one of those. At least your case would have been okay. Now open in Kearney, 2nd Avenue, just south of 39th Street, right in the strip mall north of Dairy Queen. K-Space has it all. Cases for your BlackBerry. See, you messed it up. LG, Droid, Motorola, Samsung, and HTC, including top-of-the-line construction-grade Otter cases. You'll find all other accessories for cell phones, too, like lanyard. He's stepping on my phone right now, people. Lanyard carrying straps, headphones, screen protectors, charms, chargers, and Bluetooth. Need a laptop cover or a case for your MP3 or Microsoft Zune? Well, then this is the place to be. Apple iPod, iPhone, iPad cases, Case Space has it all for your cell phone and more. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Sundays for your convenience, noon to 6. You can even look at them online, casespace.com. Now, speaking of Bluetooth, recently, church. Graduation.
Okay,
it's kindergarten graduation. So all the parents are there and the whole school, you know, up to 6th or 8th grade, whatever they have. Of course, everybody as the kindergarten go, they go up, take the picture or have the camera going. And it's like 8:30 in the morning, and here comes dad walking down to take his son or daughter's picture, don't remember which, with a Bluetooth in his ear. Josh, there's your gay. Yeah, I'm going to answer my Bluetooth in church at 8:30 in the morning. Really, dude?
Is Bluetooth? I thought Bluetooth was something you plug.
Yeah, but you have the little earpiece.
Okay,
hands free.
It's way, way beyond me. The student says, "Why don't you Bluetooth that over to me? I'll get right on that." Right after I understand what the hell that is. No, I really don't know. So you know, it's one of those things.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, is standing by. We're going to get with him in just a moment. American Legion Baseball last night. Kearney and Hastings winners. Kearney just blasted Norfolk. And again, a lot of these kids might have been playing golf, and their teams just aren't set yet. But Kearney comes out, and both the runs of seniors and Post 52 juniors win doubleheaders huge. They shut them out in all four games. Hastings rolls Aurora. Grand Island 5 points beat Central City, and Central City beat Grand Island Chief. In baseball tonight, Hastings Runza will host York. They're playing at the Smith Complex. Johnson Imperial Homes is hosting Aurora in a doubleheader at Duncan at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Every Thursday, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, you ever went to breakfast and they said, we're out of bacon?
No. Actually, no, but I can see why that would be absolutely alarming.
See, you know, it happened to me this morning, happened to Daddy this morning, and you know, it just kind of threw us off our game a little bit, and the show has suffered for it. But we want you to tell us what's going on in Major League Baseball. We got through that first weekend of interleague play, and unlike years in the past, interleague play, once it started, it kind of went for a month long. It's a little bit different this year, so I assume you've also got to get right back and get your lineup back to where it was just a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, we're back in the position now where teams are playing against teams they normally play against, which means it's easier, Doug Daddy, to read the matchups and make sure you got good people going against good people. You know, the injury situation throughout the major leagues this year is still troubling. There's been a lot of really, really solid players who were sidelined. You know, Jimmy Rollins back on the DL again after just literally coming off Brian McCann's probably going to sit out with a strained quad. Martinez, Victor, Bruce Toe, Ellsbury still got discomfort in his side, and so on and so forth. There's been a lot of more injuries this year than I can actually remember. A lot of guys on the DL, Josh Beckett, Brad Lidge, Jorge Posada. We can go on and on. And hopefully everybody will get back healthy, and all the teams that were drafted will have a chance to actually perform, as normal. But it's been a very, very odd year. Now, there's with that said, there's always some good young guys who come up and have a chance to make a difference. And a couple of guys we can recommend right now, Jolie Shasheen, John Eli, Doug Fister, and Jaime Garcia, four young pitchers who have really stepped up and looked tremendous. Corey Patterson, it has some merit if you need, stolen bases, playing in Baltimore and a team that needs his help. Old-timer Mike Sweeney has been really crushing the ball for Seattle. And Brennan Bosch from the Tigers, who also has been under the radar and hitting right around 345, 350. Solid, solid young player.
Every time, you know how you have your favorite team, and then you got this guy that's overpaid and underperforms. Daddy has thrown Mike Sweeney under the bus for years and years and years.
I still thought he was in prison from the $60 million he stole from the Royals.
Daddy, I am so sorry to evoke the name of Mike Sweeney. I understand and feel your pain, but, you know, we're fantasy geeks, so if someone's performing, we overlook all of that and plug them right into our lineup.
Fair enough. Joe DeMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, will Vlad Guerrero petition the league to play the Royals every night?
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, look, look at the Angels because of letting guys like Vlad and Lackey go. They're actually struggling in a league that, in a division that really has nothing significant in the way of teams. I mean, Texas is actually leading that division, and Vlad had plenty left in the tank, and they picked up Matsui, the Angels did to cover for Vlad. But you see what Vlad's doing down in Texas; he's absolutely carrying that team, and guys like Hamilton are playing a supporting role. So I don't think he's going to slow down. And no, he loves seeing Kansas City. That's for certain.
Yeah, Morales actually leading the Angels, I believe, about 286 is all he's hitting. So Guerrero's chiming in about 350 mark. Say, Russ wants to know, is picking up Bonderman a good move?
I'm not a big Jeremy Bonderman fan, Russ, so it's a great question. He had an outstanding outing last night, but again, it was against the Mariners and Ryan Perry specifically, but the Tiger bullpen blew up and cost him a win. We all know that Seattle has struggled to score runs, and they were ignited by the aforementioned Mike Sweeney's two-run blast in the bottom of the eighth. But I would say, look, if you're desperate for starting pitching and you're in a head-to-head format, you can feel Bondeman and hope for the best. Keep your fingers crossed. In rotisserie formats, he just is too inconsistent to be rostered on a regular basis.
Joe DiMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, I was astonished to read this, even following the team, but the Royals win 5-2 yesterday, and yeah, we'll stay at home. What's your thoughts on Billy Butler? He is second in the American League at 348. He has the pop to hit him out like he did last night. Where is he on the board in most leagues? I can't figure that he's starting at first for most teams out there, or is he? And can guys go get him?
Well, if he's not, I mean, he shouldn't be on any free agent or waiver wire anywhere. The guy's hitting 350, for heaven's sakes. The rub against Butler is that he's a CI. He's a first baseman, corner infielder. You typically want those guys to give you 35, 40 home runs. Butler has got 5 home runs on the season. He's tracking for 20. You know, we're about a quarter of the way through the season, maybe a little more. So that's always been the rub on Butler. But he's got a place. You've got to find a place for a guy hitting 350 on a regular basis. And whether it's utility or, CI or even 1D, the problem he's had over the course of fantasy drafts is he just doesn't hit enough home runs to supplant, some of the bigger names, the Howards, the Fielders, the Morneaux, and even some of the secondary names, guys like Derek Lee, because he just doesn't hit enough. But good grief, guys, he's hitting 350. He should be starting in every fantasy team. If you own him, play him. If you have a chance to get him, you should absolutely add him to your team.
Joe's surprise this week for me happened to be the Cincinnati Reds playing good baseball, 7 games above the 500 mark. Your thoughts on their team overall?
Well, this is not the version of the big red machine that I know and love, but it is a decent baseball team. Young Mike Leake has really comported himself very, very well. He has yet to have a really substandard start. Cadero in the back of the bullpen has been extraordinary. He has basically set people aside. And their hitting has been timely. Votto, Votto is a solid major league hitter, but, Brandon Phillips is Drew Stubbs is still hitting somewhere around the Mendoza line. Brandon Phillips has not been, sensational by any stretch. Votto can hit. Ramon Hernandez has been timely. Scott Rowland has been timely. They just have a series of fortunate events, and they're playing, I believe, a little bit over their head right now. But let's see what happens. I think it's great to see Cincinnati, back and playing good baseball.
Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, let's let you get out of here with this one. Chris and Carney wants to know what to do with Carlos Zambrano. It appears that he might be going back into the starting rotation.
Chris, that's the $64,000 question. With Big Z, he was sent to the bullpen because he was very, very erratic as a starting pitcher. Pinella's probably going to put him in the rotation. I would guess Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, you should see him. If you're in a head-to-head league, just start him. Don't worry about it and see what you get out of him. But if you're in a rotisserie league, give him one start, and you run the risk of losing a great start, but you also put a little bit of cushion in the air in case he gets blown up. So that's my advice. Head-to-head, go ahead and start him. Rotisserie, let him have one start before you decide what to do.
You're the best as always. Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you bet, Chance. It's always a joy and a pleasure. Doug, Daddy, take very good care of yourselves. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Joe. Joe DiMeo, you can always check him out online at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Now, tomorrow on the show, Mike Perenio joins us from the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. We also hope to have a special guest from Oklahoma City to talk about Big 12 baseball because the tournament doesn't begin until mid-afternoon today and tomorrow, and then goes a full slate of 4 games again on Saturday, the championship game coming up on Sunday. Look for that on Fox. That way, I was going to slam the Indy 500. I don't mind the Indy 500. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. I'm not going to sit there and watch the whole thing, but I don't mind watching it. Although there's just not as many names that stand out that even the casual fan at least used to know some of the names, but really don't. And then next week, We're going to be on the road quite a bit here in the near future, and that includes next Wednesday, getting ready for the Belmont over at Ball's Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island, and we'll be talking with Whitey Richardson. They have decided, Daddy, not it appears that they will probably not run Mission Impossible in the Belmont, which I think is a little bit of a surprise, and we'll talk to Whitey about why that is.
Yeah, a little pass there. I just maybe didn't like that mile-and-a-half distance. I don't know. It's pretty strange when none of those horses that people have been following. Icebox probably looks to be the favorite in that race. The horse that ran second in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I hope you were with us from the start today to be through the pain like we were. But, you know, we were talking about going to Arby's and maybe not having roast beef because this morning Daddy and I went to a breakfast joint and they were out of bacon. You know, even though grocery stores and distributing warehouses are open, they're out of bacon. And we just talked about a bunch of instances like this. Delusional Husker fan has chimed in to wrap the show up. This could be the highlight, by the way, and it wouldn't take much. I finally had the house and television to myself Monday night. Kids were at the aunt's house. Wife was in Washington, D.C., so I had plans to watch the NBA game in my underwear while eating tons of buttered popcorn and drinking a barley pop. Yeah, well, you can say you were watching the NBA game, delusional, but whatever, you're watching, fine. Moments before the game started, my 50-inch plasma TV switches to the flipping Bachelorette. My wife, who acts like she can't understand a remote control, managed to program the DVR before she left. I ended up sitting in the... I ended up sitting there watching a 19-inch TV. At least I was in the right place when I passed out. Sitting in the bed watching, and he didn't, he missed, yeah, anyway. Sitting in bed watching the 19-inch. Delusional Husker fan.
Delusional, I feel your pain. Actually, my wife.
He didn't have the guts to cancel the old recording, did he? You didn't have the guts, Delusional, did you?
Gotta cancel it. Gotta cancel it.
I get
then
that.
Just, yeah. Then when your wife asks you later, you just said, right? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you must not know what you're doing. That'll work. That'll work, Derek. You keep working on that.
Yeah, I get the old three things recording at once. You know, they're not enough. Which one do you want to cancel? You know, Rachel Ray dancing with, or Housewives of New York. What do you do?
I know you're getting geeked up for the Sex and the City 2 world.
Oh, never did get into that.
Yeah, whatever. You'll be sneaking out
like
here
like Ferris wife.
1:30. You'll get out there at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday to catch that. I know you. It's the way you roll. I want to thank Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, for joining us on the show today. Thanks for your emails. More tickets to give away tomorrow. We've got another set for Foreigner, Styx, and Kansas at the Heartland Events Center going on next Tuesday, June 1st. And we'll give you another chance to win tickets tomorrow. Plus, Mike Perenio, race and sports book director from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, will join us. And we hope to have another Big 12 tournament update for you on tomorrow's show.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. Come on, Suns. Let's get one in L.A. tonight and make this series interesting. We'll see you tomorrow. 14-16, Kearney. 15-50, Friends and Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.